Zip lines across BC take thrill-seekers above the treetops to view stunning mountain ranges, coastal rainforests, oceans, and more. There will be a couple of zip lines installed in downtown Vancouver for the 2024 Grey Cup, but there are plenty of places to enjoy the experience before the event kicks off. Whether you want to stay on the mainland or head to Vancouver Island, there are several places to enjoy this awe-inspiring adventure in the province. The activity is not recommended for people with heart conditions, spinal injuries, or pregnant women. Consult your doctor if you have a medical condition before embarking on a zipline experience. Have a look at the best place to try ziplining in BC. Grouse Mountain. Grouse Mountain offers its three-line mountain zipline tours through the spring, summer, and early fall. The tours take participants on a dual-line circuit through the treetops of Grouse Mountain at speeds up to 55 km per hour while they take in stunning views of Vancouver and the mountain ranges. The experience lasts for 45 minutes and is led by experienced guides. Since the tour is on a dual-line system, you can bring a friend to ride beside you. The tour is $59 online, in advance, or $64 on the mountain, in person. Lockers are available to rent for $2 to store your belongings while on tour. Whistler. Superfly Ziplines takes guests on adrenaline-fueled lines that soar hundreds or meters in the sky or glide as fast as a cheetah runs. There are four ziplines included in the experience. The highest. This zipline soars over 200 meters above the valley floor, with expansive views of Wedge Mountain and Blackcomb Mountain. The longest. The second line is the longest year-round zipline in North America, spanning over 1.2 kilometers. People who dare to look down might spot the snowmobile tours below. Godzilla. The fastest, brave zipliners have been recorded on this line at speeds over 100 kilometers per hour. Base Jumper. The nicest, the final zipline is called the nicest, because the cables are close enough for you and your adventure buddy to hold hands on your way back down to base camp. The tour starts at the adventure group's base camp where guests meet their guides, get geared up, and listen to a safety demonstration. The lines are run on a dual line system so you can ride beside a friend on each one. Fire pits are set up at several stations so riders can stay warm between zip lines. Each station is connected with short trails and scenic boardwalks where you can take in the views. Howickman Tribal Park, Tofino, Clayoquot Sound. This eco-educational zipline tour has been included in the TripAdvisor Hall of Fame for an award of excellence for nearly a decade since the company began offering it. Guests will zip through an ancient rainforest and steep narrow canyon carved from solid stone, where the Tlaokahht people have lived for many generations. The Tlaokahht carved canoes from giant cedar trees to hunt whales off Vancouver Island's rugged west coast. Short hikes connect six landing platforms in the zipline tour. During the hikes, guests will learn about the different lines and the history, culture and nature of the region from professional guides. The tour costs $129.85 per person. Maple Ridge. Metro Vancouverites who don't want to travel too far to enjoy a soaring zipline tour can venture to the Wild Play Element Park in Maple Ridge. Wild Play has element parks in other places across Canada, including BC cities such as Victoria and Nanaimo. The classic course has three levels of obstacles that get higher and more challenging, as you continue in costs between $44.99 and $62.99. The extreme course can be added onto the classic one and includes even more obstacles and zip lines to really test your limits. The add-on feature costs $14.99. There is also a kids' course for children ages 5 to 12 that reaches up to 15 feet high and costs between $24.99 and $29.99. Wild Play offers other unique activities, such as axe throwing and a what's to fear jump. Souk. Located on Vancouver Island in Souk, the Adrenaline Zipline Adventure Park has a dual line system in parts of the park and others that include a single line over soaring heights. The guided canopy tour takes guests across 8 zip lines ranging from 150 feet to 1,000 feet in length and between 60 feet to 150 feet high. They can also see the forest canopy at a slower pace as they walk across the 100-foot suspension bridge. The tour takes place on 100 acres of rainforest with panoramic mountain and ocean views and takes about roughly 2 hours. Pro guests will also take a 10-minute off-road adventure ride to the top of the zipline course. The guided canopy tour costs $119 for adults 19 or older and $89 for youth between the ages of 5 and 18. Visitors can add the Big Zip ride for an additional $20. This dual racer adventure ride is the company's longest, highest, fastest and most exciting zipline, with a soaring 2,400 long ride across the treetops at speeds up to 70 kilometers per hour. The company also offers full moon zipline tours on Friday and Saturday nights close to full moons. These tours begin just after sunset and continue into the night. Participants wear headlamps to navigate the trails and platforms, while remote lighting on the platforms further helps illuminate part of the tour path. A shuttle service from Victoria is available for select tour times from May 24 until September 1. It costs $30 for a round-trip ticket.